Blog Talk Radio.
Better. And it's interesting. I like to look at like an old philosopher
and then someone new. And it's so funny, I think that good thinking never grows old, whether it be from 55 A.D. or 1995 or 2012, it's still some good thinking. So Henry James said, it's time to start living the life you imagine. And Les Brown today says, you can't see the picture when you're in the frame, meaning that a lot of times we get so bogged down into what we want to do that we don't really step back and see what's going on. And so what I'd like to do today and the time that we have is really to throw out like five steps to success and maybe really talk about that. Because in the final analysis, Lisa, I mean, look, there are things that we want to do and there's things that we must do, okay? We have to have food, shelter, clothing, health, and I don't even put love in there. We have to have love. I mean, love from other people, but also love what we do, because I think that's where we grow. And I want to go way, way back in history, and there is a Greek philosopher. His name is Epictetus. And Epictetus, and this is like, again, this is a Greek philosopher, and this is a fish from 55 A.D., and he says, and I quote, "There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of your will." In other words, you can only do so much, okay? Don't worry about things you can't change. Change the things that you can change and work on that. It is John C. Maxwell who said, "It is hard to overstate the value of changing your thinking. Good thinking can do many things for you. Generate revenue, solve problems, and create opportunities. It can take you to a whole new level, personally and professionally. It can change your life." And that's what it's about, life-changing conversations, life-changing discussions. It's so funny, this morning as I was logging in, they had a little article on Vera Wang. Vera Wang, the fashion designer, very well-known, very successful in the fashion industry. And the big news about her was not so much her designs, but the fact that at age 62, she was photographed in a swimsuit at her Los Angeles home, okay, 62 years old. Now, again, they made such a big thing out of it because, again, it seems like a woman who's 62 can't be sexy. And it's so funny, Lisa, I was watching Oprah's show OWN, her network, and she had a special on Roots. 35 years after the program was actually aired on TV, she had a reunion of the stars. And one of the persons she had on the show was Leslie Uggams. And me and my wife were watching the show, and we were just sort of struck by how good Leslie Uggams looked. And Leslie Uggams was born in 1943. So she is, at this time, sexy at 68. And the point is, again, I mean, this is, to me, is not surprising because, again, if you take care of yourself, you do the things you need to do to be vital and be passionate and alive, you will look good because you feel good. And the thing is that we have things that we can do. And I want to just talk about these four steps to success. Of course, there's many other steps, but I just want to, because of the time we have is short, I want to just focus in on four things. So these are four steps to success. Number one, be still. What I mean by that, we have to really go inside ourselves. We have to have these moments where we just are quiet, we are just in communion with our higher power, call them God, Buddha, Jehovah, or whatever. But we need to be still because we need to listen to the inner voice. Sometimes we can't hear the inner voice because the outside noise is so loud, but we have to be still and listen to the inner voice. And I would say, look deep inside yourself and pay attention to what you pay attention to. I've always been a person, when I went to the movies, for some reason, I would always hang around after the picture was over to see the credits, to see who directed the movie, who wrote the movie, who produced the movie. I was always interested in behind the scenes, and it really helped me because I'm the type of person that I like what's going on in front of the audience, but I also like what's going on in the back. I like to find out what you're doing backstage to make this happen. I mean, we can have a concert, but unless we have the sound men and all the other things that needs to be done, the concert won't be going well. So again, we need to pay attention to what we pay attention to. And number one, key to success is to be still. Number two, create an action plan, okay? Develop activities and visions and also timelines. A lot of times, many of us sit with great ideas. We have the greatest ideas, but we never go to the next level. As Napoleon Hill said, more gold has been mined from the thoughts of man than has ever been taken from the earth. So we have gold inside our heads, but a lot of us don't take the time to shift to the irrelevant ideas and get those good ideas, okay? But it's because we don't create an action plan. And I would say write down your plan. When you're developing business, you develop a business plan, but you need to develop an action plan for your life so you know that every day you have something to do. I hate to see people talk about they're bored. There's nothing to do. There's always something to do, but you have to want to do it. But if you have your action plan, you know, again, I tell my students, you know, again, develop a habit of literacy. So every day you do some reading, writing, talking, listening, and viewing. So you have something to do every day. And whether you want to do it or not, that's a whole other story. But the thing is that what is your action plan? So, again, four steps to success. Number one, be still. Number two, create an action plan. And number three, move before you're ready. So many people waiting around for a perfect time to do this, a perfect time to say that, a perfect time to be about that. There is no perfection on this earth. No man or woman on this earth is perfect. With that in mind, understand that you're going to make mistakes. I tell my children all the time, the only people who don't make mistakes are people who don't do anything. If you don't do anything, you have to worry about making mistakes because you're not doing anything. But again, you're not growing. You're not developing like you should. So again, number three, move before you're ready. And you'll find that as you start to move, you will attract the people, the circumstances, and the things that you need to be successful, but you got to get moving. Momentum is a beautiful thing because as you move and get that momentum, it builds upon itself. And number four, and I think, again, all these are important, but number four, I think it really hits it on the head, okay? Number four is become clear. Become clear. Strip down, get naked to possibilities for opportunities. Be ready for whatever it is. You got to understand that opportunity knocks, but many times it knocks softly, so you have to be open to hear. And sometimes opportunity knocks and we don't hear it because we're so preoccupied with other things. So the thing is, become clear. Become clear about what you want to be, what you want to do, because when you do that, you become clear and you see other people who are doing what you want to do, and you gravitate towards those people, and those people gravitate towards you. That's why it's not surprising to me that rich people hang together. I was looking on your Facebook page, and you had a little video from Tyler Perry about how to be successful. Well, Tyler Perry is good friends with Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey is good friends with Gayle King. Okay, Gayle King is now on the CBS Morning News. Tyler Perry, of course, is different films. Oprah interviewed this past week George Lucas. George Lucas just produced Red Tail, a very successful film. As a matter of fact, it was number two in the box office about the Tuskegee Airmen. So, again, they always say, my mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together, which means simply that, you know, people who are on the move attract other people who are on the move, and they move together. So, again, to recap, four steps to success. Number one, be still. Number two, create an action plan. Number three, move before you're ready. And number four, become clear. Clarity is clear. It's like looking out of a picture window. And, you know, it seems to be unclear. So you take that your Windex and you clean that window and you make that window clean and clear, and as you look at the window now, it is a lot clearer because you cleaned things up. So, again, those are the keys, but, of course, there's more, but we got to start somewhere. So we'll start there.
That is awesome, Terry. Okay, so over these four steps again, so we got to be still.
Mm-hmm.
What's be still, I got the clarity. So I got the first and the last. Be still.
Mm-hmm.
And two and three.
Okay, create an action plan.
Okay, that's right. Got to have that action plan. And what's three?
Yeah, number three, move before you're ready.
Now, you said move before you're ready.
Yes.
Okay. Moving.
Because only people wait for the perfect time, but you know what?
Okay.
There's no perfect time.
Gotcha.
And this economy, look, understand that during the Depression, the Great Depression of 1930, that's when Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill was written. That's when many people got their biggest fortune, even today, you know. People are making big money. And that's why number four is really important. Become clear. Become clear about what you want. And, again, as Wayne Dyer says, when you believe it, you'll see it. So don't think about the economy, because a lot of times people use that as an excuse. Oh, I can't find a job. But that's even more reason to make a job. That's even more to find somebody who's doing something and help that person do what they're doing. And by that way, you help yourself. So, again, we make too many excuses. And the excuses we make are usually unfounded, you know, because there is opportunity out there, but you have to be clear about how you can use the opportunity for your own benefit.
Well, you know, this is on the path to big thinking, creating big thinkers. You know, we think big. We think out of the box.
Exactly.
Get up at 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and we know for a while we were doing it every morning.
It's certainly
big thinking, because we're thinking ahead. We're thinking far beyond of just, you know, where we are. We're thinking for the future. I think about as when we're teaching business courses and we teach the structure of, you know, the organization with your top management, your middle, and your lower level manager, your supervisors, and what have you. And the top management people, they were your conceptual thinkers.
Yes.
So they, you know, they're seeing the big picture. And so we have to think big for our lives. And, you know, I think that is so important. And you're saying that, you know, you can use these four steps to success. Certainly, I thought it was very powerful that Tyler Perry, you know, come forth. You know what I like about what Tyler Perry did? Because almost everyone who makes a success of their life talks about it. That's common.
Yes.
What I did like about him, it did appear to me after watching him and some of the others, he really did seem sincere.
Yes.
Very passionate, and plus it's a video for those of us, you know, visual learners. It's a video. And also what I liked about it was how he actually stated, he focused on that part that you got to focus.
Yeah, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, I mean, it's like really like taking, you know, a bow and arrow and pulling that bow back and shooting an arrow. But you want to hit the target, okay? But you can't hit a target unless you decide what that target is.
Exactly.
A lot of us are really victims of muddy, cloudy thinking. And some of us don't want to think at all. We just want to sort of go through life and sort of tiptoe until we die. But that's not living life. That's not life.
Exactly. So I love how you are helping people in this big thinking, just like with the economy, like you said, with people starting their own businesses today. Now, this, I happen to know that this is a tough job, getting people who are unemployed, in transition, or what have you, to realize that they have a gift or talent or something that can transformed into some type of product or service.
Yes.
And
but
then
the biggest problem is people don't talk about it. You know, we need to talk about what we want to do.
Yeah, people don't, like you said, it's hard for people to recognize. It's like, who, me?
Mm-hmm.
I have something? You know, some people, not everybody, some people, some people, the minute you present it, they're gone.
Yeah,
they're off running.
Yeah.
But others, it's hard to believe. But like I told a group of attendees yesterday, all unemployed, and I said, you know, I'm sorry, but
it's not really smart to spend time over the next year, 1 to 5 years, saying, I can't find a job.
Oh, please, please.
When you can make a job. Whoever told you that the only way to life was getting a job and working for someone? And I know people do think that. I do. Yeah. I know that.
But a lot of our education, as it stands now, is really educating you to become an employee rather than an employer.
Yes.
And what happens is that, yeah, you okay, and I heard so many students say that, and they say today, you know, oh, I can't wait till I graduate so I can
get
a job.
Job.
Ooh, wow, that hurts.
It hurts me, too. Oh, I'm not the only one. I told this group of people, about 25 people, I said, please, don't pain me like that, please.
Yeah, please.
Painful. And especially when you know these individuals have this overwhelming talent. I said, and don't tell me that a criminal record is
mm-hmm.
what's holding you back. I said, then what about Charles Dutton?
Oh, please. Oh, man, great.
And so many others.
Great actor, great TV actor, as a matter of fact, also director.
Yeah.
Come on, you know. It's so funny because George Washington Carver said this a long time ago. He said here, 99% of all failures come from people who have a habit of making excuses.
Mm.
Okay? It becomes a habit.
Well, you know what we used to say, and I don't know who quoted this, but we used to say that excuses are the nails that will build a house of failure.
Ooh, wow. That's right. That's right. You know? I mean, we all have challenges, but that's why I always say change a negative to a positive. Okay? It's negative, but, you know, it can be positive. I hate this job. Yeah, but the positive is that it's paying you money so you can live your life.
Exactly.
Okay? You got to turn things around and not dwell on the negative because that's not going to help you, but you got to take all negatives and the positive. You may have a serious disease, you know, but the thing is to turn around. What is it? What's the lesson in this? Maybe I need to slow down. Maybe I need to stop doing the things that maybe I need to stop eating the kind of food I'm eating. Maybe I need to get more exercise. Maybe I need to change my diet and change my thinking. See, everything is a lesson, and we have to see it as such.
That's right. We must. And, you know, so this I'm really in tune to this big thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I am so thankful that, you know, you are on here this morning, you know, ushering and urging us and ushering in us to this discussion because it's going away. You know, this is, like you said, this is a time period that we're in. It's 2012. And, you know, the universe is, though it's big, but it's getting smaller because of all the global connections. You know, there are seminars going forth right now.
Oh, yeah.
Even New Jersey, where they're going to be teaching you how to take your small business abroad and do business
wow.
in countries.
That's beautiful.
Teach you this for free through the SBA, through the Small Business Development Centers. They are now anytime they teach you for free
mm-hmm,
how
mm-hmm.
to engage in international business and provide you the support. That's serious big.
It is.
No,
but we're talking global economy, and also I think one of the things I try to encourage my students and people that I come kind of, let's stop thinking small, okay? A big thinker thinks big, and stop mm-hmm. thinking, you know, like you are a good teacher at Essex County College or you're a good teacher at Union County College. Why not think about being the best teacher on the world stage? You know, be a world class teacher, be a world class speaker. Be a world-class entrepreneur, okay? World-class. So it's not just here. It's worldwide. It's
well, you know what?
It's got to be good worldwide, you know?
That is so, you're so right. And like you are a world-class show host. You know, Blog Talk is on the World Wide Web.
I thank you for that, you know?
Big thinking is showing up in big ways. Just so you're right, you're absolutely right. Big thinking, wonderful. I can't wait for part two next week
or whatever
you have to share with us. Now, next week, keep in mind, y'all, that we will be back at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and who knows, we may be on for the whole hour. But
okay.
we'll start with our, we had some little technical difficulties there, but definitely 7 a.m. I can't wait to hear what else you have to say about.
Oh, I have more.
Oh my goodness. This is huge. This is big stuff. This is big. Talking about this becoming a big thinker. And like you said, it's never too late. And this is just really, I think it's life-changing for so many people. I think people are ready. They've been wanting to get out of the land of small thinking. They just didn't know how. So you're providing that rescue for people and others. People, I know there's other books out there on the subject, on the topic.
Oh.
And so we're just so glad home for all of us, and I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited too, because again, that small thinking is so cramped. I mean, don't you want to stretch and just like I said in the beginning, Henry James says, you know, it's time to live the life that you imagine.
Mm.
Okay, live that life that you imagine. Be that kind of person that you always dreamt about being. It's not too late.
Some people don't know, so that's why, you know, we got to tell them, let them know. You know, how can they believe unless they hear? So somebody's got to, hey, you know, tap, tap, tap. You're supposed to be thinking big. You know, you tap on somebody's shoulder, let them know. You're supposed to be, you can be a big thinker. Some people, they don't.
Or just get around big thinking people. That would help too, you know.
Well, there you go.
Because, again, we are judged by the company we keep.
There
so, you
go.
Keep some good company.
Keep some big highlights. You got to do the big thinking show. And that's.
Yes.
<You're, laughs> the big thinking show, Terry. There you go. Good show. And then you just have your different big thinking guests on. So we expect you. What day are you going to do your show?
Well, that's what we have to talk about, you know, but it's so funny because one of the things that they suggest that you do is develop a mastermind group, and I have a group of people, you know, who I spend a lot of time with, and I'm definitely going to have them come on the show and share what they have to share, you know, because, again, you know, you can't keep to yourself. That would be wrong.
I think that you better do this, and you better do this like today.
Yes.
Okay.
ASAP.
We'll talk offline about that, but I'm telling you, you've got to get it done. Anyway, I'll hit you up on Facebook.
Okay,
so
we'll do that.
Yes, well, I tell you, you see, the time went by fast, but we got a lot done.
We did. Well, again, it's about focus, you know.
Focus in on that becoming a big thinker, on your jobs and your homes and your careers and the community, in your businesses. Wow, in your writing, so many areas.
The whole spectrum, you know.
Wow, teach your children to be big thinkers now. That way.
Oh, please, that would be great. That would be great to have a whole generation of big thinkers, and this world would be a beautiful place.
Wow. Amen. It's going to be.
I know it will be. I know. My motto is, it's already done.
It's done. It's
already done.
So we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Okay.
The Lisa Show.
And we'll talk in between.
We sure will. All right, everyone. Have an awesome, powerful day. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.